You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So in our first story, Mike Tren, who leads Unite, a union in New Zealand focused on wage equity, he was on his way to Gaza to provide medicine on a ship, Al Adwa, and he was attacked and unlawfully detained by the Israeli military. Him and other international campaigners were on the boat and they had no plans to stop in Israel, but this still went ahead. Mike's union, Unite, is calling on the New Zealand government to demand that Israeli authorities release him and the other campaigners. I spoke to the union's national secretary, Gerard Heha, about the issue. Mike is the leader of your union, Unite. So what exactly is the union and is it connected to Mike's trip to Gaza?
So Mike's our national director, I'm the national secretary, and Unite organises hospitality workers, mostly fast food, McDonald's, KFC, Wendy's, Burger King, and also Sky City Casino, hotels, call centres, cinemas. So that's what our union does. Basically, we're just organised collectively of workers to try and improve their pay and conditions. But also broader. We've always had a broader view to improving and being active in broader society and improving the lot. And union means together, and that sometimes means you go across borders, not just within your borders. Now, Mike was asked by the Freedom Flotilla, the Cure Gaza, which is part of the International Freedom Flotilla, to be invited to be the New Zealand representative on the Freedom Flotilla for this year, which happens every few years. A few years ago, it was Marama Davidson, who's now a Green MP and a Green co-leader. So Mike was asked, not just because of his union work, although that was part of it, but Mike has also been a long-time advocate for Palestinian rights across international rights across a long period of time. Mike first started protesting, I think, when he was at school against the Vietnam War. So he spent his whole life fighting causes and trying to bring attention to the world to do the right thing, and so this is just fits in with what he's always done, both with the union and outside the union.
I see. And am I saying it correctly, the Al Awada?
Yes, Al Awada. Yes. So that was It was a fishing boat. So they loaded it with medical supplies, and the idea was to sail to the port of Gaza. In Gaza, not Israel, but in Gaza, and to deliver the medical supplies to the government, not to the military, not to anyone who's watched the news can see how desperately they need supplies.
Of course,
and it's a fishing boat, and the idea was to leave the fishing boat there to actually donate it to local fisher industry, so that people could actually make a living. You've got to understand, Gaza is blockaded. Mike, at his farewell dinner when he left, described it accurately, I think, as the world's biggest open-air prison. It's blockaded with wires. People have seen it on TV with the wall, you know, which they've put around the occupied territories. And from the sea, as Mike experienced, with a naval blockade. So the Israel controls what goes in and goes out.
And we know that.
And there were others on the boat with him. Who were they, and have they been detained as well?
Yeah, so there were 22 on that boat. There's another boat following a few days behind. Probably looks like the same thing will happen to that. So they're from all over the world. Australia, various European countries, Scandinavia, American. So these, like Mike, there were individuals invited from each country. There's also a crew, who are a captain and the cook and the rest of them to actually run the boat. So there were 22 on the boat. They were all detained, and as far as we can tell at this stage, they were sent to a place called Gibeon or Gibeon. It's a prison in Israel. Two were Israeli citizens. So the leader of the boat, Mr. Regev, and another were released on bail. They were charged with illegally entering Gaza, which I found quite interesting, that not only can't go from outside, but Israel stops its own citizens from going to see themselves what actually happened in Gaza. So much for freedom and democracy there.
Yeah.
But alarmingly, this morning we received word, because they were released and they were able to say what happened. They said the Israeli soldiers boarded the boat, They were tasering people, which, you know, is can be extremely dangerous in its own right, and actually physically attacking people. Mr. Regev said that when he left, he didn't see anyone badly hurt, but he saw blood on the deck when he was brought up in Katane, which was quite a concern. We've just received word that Mike is okay. He's been seen in prison. He's okay. He's unharmed, but we understand that two people were injured and one is still in hospital. But fortunately, it was not Mike.
Right, man. And Mike, and I assume other people who had boarded the ship, knew that this was a likely outcome because of Israel's track record.
Yeah, they did. I mean, some have got through in the past. They initially, Kira Gaza tried through land-based thing, and a few have got through. But mostly they have been. This has been the outcome. In 2010, 10 people were actually killed, and a UN report actually said that at least 6 of those, the evidence was they were lined up and executed by the Israeli military. So there's all sorts of range of outcomes, from getting through, which is what we want to happen, to extreme violence. At this stage, it looks like, obviously, we don't know how seriously the people who are injured have been. One is still in hospital, but it looks like they will be. I guess the point is this: they were in international waters. They were hijacked, you know? Just because we know that's the likely outcome doesn't make it any less wrong, doesn't make it any less illegal, and doesn't mean that people are going to stop. And like I said, Mike's been doing this since he was a school kid, protesting against the Vietnam War. And the truth is, that's how these things get stopped, you know? And
absolutely.
Up against people in small boats waving, challenging military might, you know, in the end, that's how these things get stopped. So that's why, you know, we're very proud of Mike taking a stand and flying our flag out there as well.
Yeah, good on you. And as you say in the press release, he now requires our government's help to make sure that he gets out.
Yes, well, we've asked the government to help.
Are you confident that they will?
Well, there's been no sign of it so far. You know, it's bizarre. If this was a boat in the Pacific and they were taking aid to a Pacific island, say they've been hit by a cyclone or something like that, and then, you know, say to Samoa, and then the Tongan Navy intercept them in international waters and imprison them, you'd think the government might take a bit of action, eh? But because this is Israel, apparently Israel can just has been doing this for 50 years, that somehow this is accepted, we shouldn't make any noise. Well, no, the government, Mike, is a New Zealand citizen. He was in international waters. He was no threat to Israel. He's no threat to the Israeli citizens. They're in a fishing boat filled with medical aid. And he has been illegally, the boat has been attacked, people have been injured, and he has been kidnapped and taken to another country that he wasn't intending to go to, i.e. Israel. So the government needs to protect its citizens and demand that Israel release them and release the boat and let them go to Gaza and deliver the aid. That's what needs to happen. We assume that the lawyers were trying to find out what the Israelis intend to do. They will probably deport them back to New Zealand. Okay. That's the likely outcome. But we don't know how
within what time span do you expect
Well, it's a bit hard to say. The history has been they tend to deport them in a few days.
Okay.
But we don't know. But ideally, actually, what we want them to do is do what they should do. And the government should ask for this, is to release them, give them the boat back, and let them go to Gaza and deliver that aid.
Sure.
That's what we want. Mike will be the first to say this. What happened to him and his fellow passengers is what happens every day in Gaza.
Sure.
That's what he wants to emphasise. He's not saying, poor me.
No.
What he's saying is,
this is a reality
here,
for people
this
there.
This is the reality, daily reality in Gaza. People have seen it on the news, people walking towards a fence, the same blockade that Mike encountered, they get shot. That's the key thing, is that if it can show people, this is what happens to people for simply trying to enter Gaza.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.